Talk now with head coach Amy Shile. And coach, great opening weekend. Not too bad. I know a tough one on Friday, but came back, long road trip on against Valentine on Saturday. Girls, I know Mark went up there for the trip, but it sounded like really had a great game against a Valentine group that had a lot of kids returning.
Yeah, they had a lot of kids returning, plus they're a much improved team. Our girls played really, really well against some really good defense, stopped their inside game and their outside game with the Fromm sisters. Did a pretty good job on them.
And offense, you know, it's in the 40s, but you hold a team right in the 30s, something like that. Defense not too bad, wasn't it?
Yeah, defense definitely led us. We got a lot of open shots, just like we did against Chase County. We just didn't put them in. The great thing is we're getting the open shots, and eventually they will go in. So I think we're driving to the basket a lot better this year. So I think the outside will open up real well.
That was good that things didn't linger from one night to the next. Don't let it bother you. It's one game, get out of your system. It came back and it totally turned things around, didn't they?
Yeah, I was really pleased with how they came out and how they just put it behind them and went for the next game. And that's what we need to do, have a short memory sometimes. I mean, we want to reflect on what we did right and what we did wrong, but we do need to have a short memory.
I'm stunned, really still stunned that both the McCook teams get a chance to play in the field house and on the same first day. That doesn't happen very often. Usually you're stuck in the auxiliary gym all the time.
Yeah, I don't really care what gym we play in, but I don't know. Burlington's going to be a good team.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's tough to get information, game tape, and so on. Have you had a chance to watch him?
Yeah, we watched him yesterday. The other coaches wouldn't send tapes before, but we did get on the NHFS or something like that network and be able to watch a little bit of them.
And your thoughts? They got some scorings, got some kids that can play.
Oh, yeah. They have Holmes is probably one of their best players. She's tall and a good guard, good shot from the outside and drives well to the basket. And Williams is the inside girl that is really a force inside. She does a nice job taking it to the hoop, and plus she's a pretty good offensive rebounder.
Coach's kid, so it's kind of a typical coach's kid player, pretty good player, huh?
Yeah. Last year we were able to get in her head, and she was out of the game most of the game. Games I watched her, she wasn't as emotional as she was when she was a freshman, so she's definitely calmed down a little bit that way. So
I completely forgot. You played this team here last year, huh?
Yeah, we did, and they had a bad game, and we had a pretty decent game as far as defensively, so it was a game that was probably taken care of in the first half. It's going to be a lot closer game this year. Burlington's really, really good as far as they got the two players. Plus, they have surrounding players. They have a girl coming off the bench. I can't remember her name, but I know she cranked in a couple threes when I watched her. And so I think they have a really nice surrounding cast around them, too.
What about this week in practice? A couple of days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What key things you've been working on?
We've been working on shooting, trying to make them open shots, and rebounding. We definitely need to rebound. Plus, we worked on a little press break. I know Burlington does a 1-2-2 zone press, and they set it back further than what most teams do. So we worked a little bit on that yesterday, and we'll work some more today.
We're staying the night for a couple of nights, so I have to worry about getting in a bus and coming home, going to school, get a chance to do that, get some other workouts in, and soak it up for 3 days, huh?
Yeah, you bet. It's a nice tournament as far as getting away and having a little bit of team bonding and getting to know each other a little bit better. It's also just nice to, you know, not have to drive back and forth this year like we have in the past. So I appreciate that, and I think the girls will have a lot of fun.
And as far as the other teams in this tournament, there's some good teams. I know Goodland, I think, is a pretty good ranked team, if I'm not mistaken, in this on their own home tournament. So whoever you face Friday and Saturday, it's going to be a tough game for you.
Oh, yeah. Our side of the bracket is pretty tough. I mean, Ray had a good season last year also. Colby is a pretty good team, but they're younger than the other teams. Goodland, of course, is always good. I think they might have won the state tournament last year. So, and I think they have most of their girls coming back. They're pretty tall, pretty athletic. So definitely a hard tournament for us.
Is this a situation where ACT comes to play on Saturday again for some girls?
I haven't heard anything about ACT this year. So in the past it has, but this year nobody has told me they were taking it. So that's great.
Because then it's a must you win that first game, because then if you don't, you're playing Saturday morning and the possibilities some girls will be late or won't be there at all.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have that problem this year, but I know in the past we have. So just put that first game away and hopefully play like we did against Valentine and let the cards fall where they might.
All right, best of luck.
You bet. Thanks.